Press TV headlines, U.S. President Barack Obama appoints a new national security advisor. A poll shows most Afghans say foreign troops create insecurity in their country. Another global food crisis looms on the horizon as agricultural commodities prices surge. And thousands of French auto workers protest poor working conditions. It is 2200 GMT and 6 p.m. in Washington, D.C. This is Press TV's World News. Well, U.S. President Barack Obama has announced a major shakeup in his administration. Obama says his national security advisor, James Jones, has resigned. Jones's deputy, Tom Donilon, will take over. This comes as Washington is faced with difficult challenges, including an increasingly violent Afghan war. Donilon has a close working relationship with Obama. He was intimately involved in the Afghan strategy review. The move comes just 1 week after Obama lost his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. He quit to pursue ambitions to become the mayor of Chicago. A major U.S. mortgage lender has halted foreclosure procedures in all 50 states. The move comes amid public uproar over the improper handling of hundreds of thousands of foreclosure documents. Bank of America has announced the suspension of all foreclosure proceedings across the U.S. Banking giant J.P. Morgan Chase halted some 56,000 such cases last week. Shortly afterwards, Bank of America and GMAC Mortgage Company announced similar problems with their procedures. Experts fear that the problem may be industry-wide. If so, the already battered U.S. financial sector will face yet another major hurdle. More bad news for the U.S. economy and job markets as America loses more jobs than expected in September. Official data shows that employers shed another 95,000 jobs last month. The Labor Department also announced that the unemployment rate remains unchanged since August, standing at 9.6%. The U.S. economy has slowed over the past months, raising concerns about recovery. Economists believe the outlook for the rest of the year will remain discouraging. They also believe unemployment will average at least 9% through 2011. Some 14 million Americans are unemployed, and about 4.5 million currently collect unemployment benefits. In other news, as the U.S.-led war in Afghanistan enters its 10th year, Afghans blame foreign forces for violence and insecurity in their country. A new report based on dozens of interviews and focus group sessions in seven Afghan provinces shows that the majority of Afghans mistrust the U.S.-led forces. The report from the Open Society Foundations says that the lack of confidence is due to high civilian casualties and low security. Afghans believe that the U.S. policy change in the country has by no means protected the civilian population. The report comes amid growing anti-U.S. sentiment and public pessimism about the outcome of the war. A former top Afghan official says it's impossible for foreign forces to gain the people's confidence.
For the NATO forces to gain trust, this is not possible because all the Afghans, they considered the NATO that they are the invaders, and the invaders, if they do not leave the country, this will be no solution and there will be no peaceful time for their forces, especially toward the military operation they are doing. The NATO forces, for the purpose they came and they invaded this country, they are not doing what they came for, and they are just now killing the innocent people, and now they are destroying the country more than even the Russian times.
Two U.S. drone attacks on Pakistan's North Waziristan have killed at least nine people. Security officials say the drone fired two missiles along the Afghan border. One hit the town of Muhammad Khail, while the other missile targeted Datta Khail. Islamabad has slammed the non-UN sanctioned attacks on its soil. It says such attacks are counterproductive and a violation of Pakistan's sovereignty. Pakistan has called on Washington to reconsider its policy. The U.S. has intensified its drone attacks on Pakistan's tribal areas in recent months. Some 160 people, mostly civilians, have been killed in similar strikes since September. Well, Dr. Afia Siddiqui, a Pakistani neuroscientist convicted of trying to kill American soldiers and FBI agents in Afghanistan, has denounced her trial. She says an appeal would be a waste of time. Press TV's Mohammad Touri now reports.
On 24 September 2010, Dr. Afia was sentenced in the U.S. to 86 years for trying to kill American government agent in Afghanistan in 2009. The news of the verdict sparked widespread anger in a country where anti-American feelings are running high. To allay public outrage, the Pakistani government announced it would bankroll Siddiqui's defense and spend $2 million from taxpayers' money on a lawyer. U.S. officials also say Afia is an al-Qaeda agent, but her family says this is a cover-up. According to them, Dr. Siddiqui has been prisoner to the United States since her disappearance from Karachi in 2003. Afia's sister, Dr. Fauzia, sees the verdict as prejudice against her sister, saying that she was targeted by the judicial system of the U.S. because of her political and religious ideology, something she terms white-collar terrorism.
Afia's verdict itself was not based on evidence or fact. It was based on fear and prejudice because there was no evidence. She was charged for no terrorism. She was, the prosecutor himself and the district attorney said in court that she's not being charged for terrorism, Al-Qaeda, or any terrorist organization or the Taliban. She has no links.
Many, including Fauzia Siddiqui, complain of the way the government reacted to the sentence and call on people to continue their struggle for her sister's release. She said she was hopeful that Afia would soon be back in Pakistan if the public pressure continued.
She was trying to come here. She had some evidence and stuff that she wanted to share with the Prime Minister because the embassy wasn't being very cooperative, but she was denied a visa to come here. So that kind of shows that, you know, they weren't interested. With all this that's happened, it almost seems like both the governments have something really sinister to hide.
But after her verdict was announced, Prime Minister Yousaf Raza Gilani expressed his displeasure and said his government would do its best to get her released. She's been named the daughter of the nation by Mr. Gilani, but it's not clear if the government can bring back the nation's daughter. Mohammad Touri for Press TV, Karachi.
U.S. forecasters have warned about the threat of higher food prices amid lower global grains production estimates. The warning has caused agricultural commodities prices to surge by 12%. U.S. government forecasters are citing adverse global weather for the low grains production. The news comes shortly after the U.S. Department of Agriculture released a sharply lower assessment of corn and barley stocks. It blames the decline on combined shortfalls in the U.S., Europe, and Russia. It is also warning that the shortage may lead to a crisis similar to that in 2007. Back then, the cost of agricultural commodities hit record levels, triggering riots in several countries. Several thousand car workers from all over France have been holding noisy protests over pay and conditions. As Press TV's Marc Vautier now reports, they even managed to disrupt the International Paris Motor Show.
They descended on Paris in their thousands. Workers from car and component factories, worried their pay packets are not keeping pace with inflation, angered about the later retirement age, and in some cases, frightened of losing their jobs altogether. They also say there's pressure on workers to meet unfair targets.
The workers are breaking down on the production lines. This is abnormal. We want an end to this and an end to unfair treatment.
1,300 euros a month, and out of that rent, that's expensive, heating and electricity as well, there isn't much left to try to live a decent life.
And the police kept a wary eye as the march turned towards the venue of Paris's prestigious International Motor Show. Rather than risk a confrontation with the police outside, the organizers have allowed the demonstrators in, and needless to say, they've gone straight for the French stands, Peugeot, Renault, and Citroën. According to unions, Peugeot, Citroën alone have shed 17,500 jobs in the last 5 years, and 316 jobs are at immediate risk at a tiremaker in northern France. This in spite of government loans worth 8 billion euros during the recession and a cash for clunkers scheme to help the industry get back on its feet. The mood inside the giant exhibition halls was boisterous. No permanent damage was done to these cars, but they will take a lot of cleaning before returning to their gleaming best. France's image has also been tarnished.
They want to say what they want to say, but obviously it's making it uncomfortable for everybody, you know, and obviously there's a lot of people here spend a lot of money.
It's not a good image for the country, because then they have to put their people under control.
Unfortunately, nobody from the major car producers was available for interview. This was one day at the Paris Motor Show the media were not particularly welcome. Marc Vautier, Presse TV, Paris.
You're watching the World News here on Press TV. A quick reminder of our top stories this hour. U.S. President Barack Obama appoints a new national security advisor. A poll shows most Afghans say foreign troops create insecurity in their country. Another global food crisis looms on the horizon as agricultural commodities prices surge. Thousands of French auto workers protest poor working conditions.